so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Brody's and Posh's that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for Stacy. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest self-esteem. They the greatest. We tryna buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even if you in a band, you still a nigga. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Shorty solid with a ball to say, drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gon' act totally up than that. Fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 pounds before I had a house and I knew what the kids. Don't wanna be the one who picked apart, wishing to be. Don't wanna act it, but I wanna rip it like it's all terrific. I got a couple past new bills, I'm gonna get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit.
It's unorthodox. Yeah, no, because a lot of times, though, you know, when you write at home, it's hard to tap back in to that emotion when you get in the booth. Because you might be feeling one way when you're sitting in your bed just writing something out. Then you got to get in the booth and kind of deliver it now. And so I see what you're saying. The difference is being there live, punching it in one by one.
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot.
I wrote some of my good stuff doing that shit.
E-40.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. One of the greatest of all time. Stop having that conversation if you don't mention them. Because then your conversation is bogus.
Very bogus. The ones you think is the greatest right now, because they got two or three hits or something right now, they doing it for two or three years or four or five years. I'm not knocking them, but, man, see if they can be, you understand me, still considered one of the greats after, you understand me, 28, 29 years in this thing, still relevant, getting money. You understand what I'm saying? And you understand me? Gamed up. You know what I mean? Fuck that cap. It got dope in it, man.
Look at his hat.
Yeah, I've been poking this bitch, man, for many moons.
Our family wear black hats.
Y'all do look alike. I ain't gonna lie. Now that I see y'all together, y'all look alike. Y'all look alike, though. Now that I see y'all together.
We are family, though, believe it or not.
I know, but
in real life, though.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
You know, a lot of times, even when Sway was in doing radio on the Sway and King Tech show in the Bay Area, I'm like, is that me talking? Because our voice, we're in our voice.
Yeah.
But our voice is similar. Oh, it carries over the air in a similar way. We might not have the same slang. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, man, and I got a little cold right now. So, you know, so I'm over.
And I got a little cold right now. You see, I'm over.
See, that sounds just like right there.
You know what? I can't
see. You see that, HB? It's the larynx, HB. So I'm having to,
What?
I'm having
it's the voice box. See, I've been out of the Bay for so long. So, you know, I'm adapting new dialects.
But you still tap in with the Bay. You Bay Area, you Oakland to the fullest. I'm Jaleel, you Oakland. Our family is from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I found out we was cousins. I don't know if y'all know it or not, but we really are blood cousins. Through one of my cousins in Kansas City, he called me, he said, "Do you know Sway Calloway?" I said, "Yeah, what about him?" He said, "That's one of our cousins." I say, "How?" I said, "You sure?" So, man, they said, "We the family tree and everything."
I'm looking at it right now.
Like, for real, I call Sway. I say, "Sway, hold on. Sway Calloway. What's the other Calloway? Your pops?"
Alvin.
Alvin Calloway. So, all this is connected with my granddaddy. You know what I'm talking about? We Calloway. I call my mama. My mama know everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how you just got that one person in your family that just know everything about the family?
Yeah.
That's my mama. She say, "Boy, don't you know such, such, such?" You know what I'm saying? I say, "For real?" And we all got on the phone, and it's real. It's official. Real.
That's dope.
So that's crazy. It's just a beautiful thing to be
beautiful
connected
thing.
With somebody, you understand me, that I already had nothing but love for and respect. You know what I'm saying? But he my family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
We don't even know. It's hard to grab hold to, because what he did is kind of, you may not realize it, but you helped me learn something about my father and his side of the family that I never knew. So I got that from you. So I got the tree right here, Heather B.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. How does it work here? Okay, there you go.
So this is on your father's side. Y'all the cousins. On Sway father's side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Harvey Harris. Yep. And my granddaddy is
Harris.
Okay.
His granddaddy. And I don't know if that's your great grand. That's our great second great grandfather, Harvey Harris and Nellie Jean Harris, are siblings. Nellie Jean Harris is my second great grandmother.
Great-great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their father was Dave Harris and Leah Henry. So it's blood. So
it's blood. It's all Louisiana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's,
you know.
Wait, why do you know your history?
I didn't know either. My mama was 40
didn't tell me yet. But I know now. So,
you know now.
So we gonna work on that doc. I wanna trace it all the way back, because that right there is bonkers. And plus, man, I wanna introduce you to somebody, man. That's a big fan. We're gonna bring him up in here too, and he's a young hyena.
Okay.
He's a young hyena. Yes, that's coming up next. Sway of the Morning, Shade 4-5. This song is called Own One. The D-Boy Diaries, Book 1 and 2, in stores Friday. Make sure you pick it up, E-40, one of the greatest of all times. What's up, Muggs? Sway in the Morning, Shade 4-5.
Yeah. Only the strongest of Ron Kelly is where I reside. I'll just reflect.
smoky rise, inches with the car. Visuals candlelight, artillery on the side, the element of surprise, robberies on the side.
I'm mania, I'm mash, I'm cutting up. I'm having my door, should I say pie crust? I never move slow cause I'm always in the rush. You threaten me, hell, I'ma have you flushed up. You think I'm gonna go, my nigga, to try your luck? We can go toe to toe and I bet I fuck you up. I got ruler, chalupa, bushel, medulla. Never fuck with a nigga that got cool. The everyday attitude of a bay boy. The wrong side of the bed, I woke up today, boy. Well, get on your head and split your toupee, boy. You let that bitch get in your edges like an Android.
I'll be on one.
About his money, pussy, and liquor. Clientele and clatter trying to get 10 figures. Trying to wipe me out and I'ma get in your business. I say what I say, I mean what I say, what I say. When I get a speeding ticket, go to class, I don't pay it. I'm a stingy motherfucker about my chicken and bones. White boy wasted, bows and bones. Black boy faded, backwoods and cones. Heme and vodka, high as a drone. A revolver since a teen on the scene, me and my team. Soil living, high water cornbread and navy beans. Beverly Hillbilly, roosters, horses, and goats. Got family in the boot, Louisiana, got pinfolds. My coastal, not local, shop at Cavalli on Soho. My pistol slits on Tamale
G27-4-0.
I like the idea that E-40 is still putting out records after all these years. E-40's been rapping since before I could drive.
California, where this hustle reside. Don't say I didn't warn you, hella people didn't die. Funkin' over corners, niggas losing their lives. This world is small and it's cold and it's murky. Slider than suckers is focused. Using their mind and they focus. I don't know if you notice. I don't know if you notice. The loudest talkers is always the brokest. Roshan with the toasters, leave you stinking like halitosis. Raising the rubble, the struggle, gravel, the tar. But they play with them drums and they'll pluck you like a guitar. This bitch wanna cut us, she tryna get us in trouble. She tryna make us an item, she want us to be a couple. I'll be on one.
A bee on my car. There's a bee on my window. There's a bee staring me in the face.
Sway of the morning, 745. 40 waters in here.
It's really unsettling.
The B-Boy Diary, book one and two. What does that mean, the B-Boy Diary?
The B-Boy Diary is pretty much a story about, you understand me, growing up in the 80s, you know, and just telling my story about, you know, how It was sick out there, way sicker than it is now.
Yeah.
But it was organized game, not organized lame. You feel me? Back in the 80s.
Break that down, organized lame.
Well, when they go get their man, they get it for a reason. It's like, not no sucker shit. You know what I mean?
And then, sucker shit.
Not only that, but the game plan, how we, you know, we was in it, actually, you know, it was Flam Bolson involved. But, you know, when it was going down, it was like,
yes,
in it to pay bills, you know, help pay the mortgage and whatnot, and or the rent, just to get by. You know what I mean? And it was a method to the madness. I'm just telling my story about me growing up and surviving the 80s. You feel what I'm saying? And up to now, the current stuff, you know what I mean? And just showcasing my skills, man, and letting them know it's the D-Boy Diary, books one and two. And I put out two albums, you know what I'm talking about, at the same day. And good quality music and way ahead of its time. It don't have to be right now. You know, a lot of people do whatever it is right now. I fit in. I know how to do that, too. I do a little bit of that, but I stay myself at the same time.
Yeah.
I make sure I stay myself. You're going to know that's E40. Oh, that's E40, man. Love it or hate him, you know what I mean? That's E40.
That's what's up. E40 here, ladies and gentlemen. We got Charles on the line. Charles, what up, man?
Charles, what's popping?
What's up, family? How y'all doing? Sway in the morning. How you being, Tracy G? How y'all doing?
Maintaining. What's poppin'? Say what's up to E-40.
What's up, family? How you doing, folks?
Hey, what's up with you, pimpin'?
What's up with you, man? You probably don't remember me, man. I'm from Atlanta, man. I'm not my partner. This is Sparrow, actually. You probably don't remember me, though. This is Sparrow from back in the neighborhood.
My cousin Momo?
Yeah, cousin Momo.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
hold up. Charles. Our cousin Momo?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Swag
from the mob unit.
Yeah, from the mob music. You know, look, man, this is how I know we ain't talked in many moons, and you know what I'm saying? I ain't ran across you, man. You know what I'm saying? This is sad news, man, but cousin Momo passed away about 2.5-3 years ago, man.
Yeah, I know. I was at the funeral. I was there, man. I was there, man.
And it was sad because Momo had so much talent. But Momo had like diabetes when he was a little kid, like a baby. Like he was just tired, man. And I love Momo and I miss him. You know what I mean? Because he was a great talent. You know, he did it all. He produced, he rapped, sing, everything. You knew that from the mob music unit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason why I'm trying to get contact with you. Is because, man, I got a lot of his stuff on the computer, man. A lot of stuff that
he's
working on. I'm just trying to figure out how to get it out there.
Hold on the line, man. Hold on, okay?
For sure.
All right. Hey, Kyle, get us information. Write that down
for me. For them cousin Momo.
That's our cousin.
That's real.
Maul, our cousin, too, right?
Definitely, yes, sir.
Mac Maul, our cousin.
Yeah, Mac Maul, our cousin, too.
We talked about it.
You know what?
Mac
Maul came up here. Now, why when I say this, y'all get quiet? Like, y'all still don't believe
me. And
Mac Maul,
one of the greats, too. Yes. Mac Maul, one of the greats, for real. Underrated.
Jonathan in Virginia. What up, man?
John, what's poppin'?
Johnny.
Hey, what's happening? Man, I just got a call and give a shout-out to 40 Water, man. I'm originally from Inglewood, California, living in Dallas, Texas. Now I'm a road warrior out here getting it right. But look, not only did 40 Water from the 90s give us the blueprint to a self-made millionaire, he taught us about loyalty and betrayal. He taught us how to grit and grind. He taught us about revenue and retrieve, man. You kept me out. You know what I'm saying? The pen and all that, brother, man. And I just want to
please name more E40 albums.
You also taught us how to stay sharp on all four corners.
Hello.
And everything in between that.
Hello.
You did what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is I'm about to cop that as soon as that thing come out.
The
you know
B-Boy down.
Fact.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You did what I'm saying? So yes. I just wanted to give you a shout-out, brother, man. Much love and respect, man, and stay in it. I'm talking about from the 90s. You know what I'm saying? 2000. We're in the 10s right now. How many Scarface? How many others can say that, though? How many others can you say? How many others can you name in this game that can say that?
Not many, my guy. And, you know, game recognized game.
It is.
I appreciate you, man. For real. I appreciate that, bro. You mean a lot to me. Thank you.
Hey, John, the D-Boy Diary Book 1 and 2 in stores Friday. Kevin in Indianapolis. What up, Kev?
Kev, what's poppin'?
Big Kev.
Hey, how you guys doing there? Man, I love the show there. I listen all the time. I listen to it, the show, Saturday and Sunday. Yes, I got to prepare a package. You got to have that, folks. You can pull the show up anytime you want to. Tell them, Sway, stop the show when you want to. Get out and come back, and it'll be at the same spot there. But 40, I want to give you much respect as a businessman. First of all, as a businessman, I just moved from Long Beach, California. I lived out there for 31 years back in Indianapolis to be around my family. So you know I was already on the wine, the slurricane. I hip people up to the wine out here. It's in the stores now.
Yeah, wait they came. It really is in stores out there in Minneapolis. You in Minnesota?
Indianapolis.
Oh, you in Indianapolis? Yeah, the wine is out there in Indiana. I got to get the slurricane in Indianapolis in Indiana.
Too true.
I've been trying to like tell the liquor store, you got to give me the slurricane. But I've been trying to get some of my peoples from Long Beach. I try to even sneak on bad modes right there, 40.
I'm on the case. I'm on it. I got to get the beer out there and the slurricane, the premix cocktail drink, the ready-to-drink premix cocktail drink.
How many boxes y'all moving now?
Oh, yeah. It depends. It's in certain, because every day I'm getting new areas, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm doing it independently, so I don't have, like, a big machine behind me, you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. what I mean by that, and this ain't no excuse. I love it like this, you feel me? Because I'm the vendor of record. I don't know if y'all know what the vendor of record is. That's somebody that, you know, there's no liaison, you know, the checks go straight to me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get that slow nickel. I don't need the fast quarter, man. It's going to happen. You feel me? So I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm groovy like a drive-in motherfucking movie, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's how our family think, Kevin.
Still sway.
Oh,
Heather was singing the song this morning too. I want to introduce you to somebody, man. This young man came in here and really impressed us, man, because he carries the spirit of hip hop and what we've been talking about all day, you know, and in terms of how you write and how you come up with music. He loves his culture. People know him as an actor, A-list actor. You see him in Transformers, Eagle Eye. He's done a lot of great movies. But today, 40, this man came up here. He hit me up and said, I want to do the Five Fingers of Death. Whoa. You know, that ain't for play, man. That's five different beats. And I can't even get these dudes to rap when they
he
come up in
do
the
that?
Oh, he did it. But he's here today, wow. Right, man. Shia LaBeouf, man. Say what's up to E-40,
man.
What's
up, man?
You know, you got your song in American Honey. I was supposed to meet you a while ago,
oh,
but you were busy. Yeah, Choices.
What, you had something to do with American Honey?
Yeah, I'm in that movie.
He's the man, star. He's the star of American Honey.
Man, you everywhere like air.
Hey. Respect.
Man, respect, bruh.
Yeah, man.
You too.
That's the star of American
Honey. That's an A-list actor right there, man.
What the fuck is happening?
We gotta flick it up, man. You feel me?
No, I've just been sitting here watching.
Hey,
bro.
I'm over here doing the same thing. Now that I know you over there, I didn't even see you over. You sneaky over there, man.
Laid in the cup, but I want to make. Matter of fact, we got that. I'm gonna let you hear them real quick.
I
want to
hear it, man.
The Five Fingers. Okay, we have Primo, Premier called in. Premier told him about
Redman just hit me and said, tell you what's up.
Did people know you know how to do that?
What's up?
I adore those who know how to freestyle and spit that shit like that, man.
Yeah.
That's my favorite freestyle. Because I don't know how to do it. So that's my favorite freestyle in the world. And I don't know if I'm gonna hear you, and I don't know if I'm gonna switch up. Let's hear.
What he did today was written.
Weeks.
But the five fingers is we have one that's
still dope.
But hear him out. Let's play a piece of it.
Let's hear it.
You are now entering the Five Fingers of Death.
DJ Wonder plays five unique beats meant to test your lyrical stamina.
I saw the look in his eyes. This guy's crazy.
Many have tried.
I'm the best. This is just another chance for me to prove it.
But many have failed.
Give me some hip hop.
It's the Five Fingers of Death.
Sway in the morning, shape 4-5. Five beats designed to trip you up or make you a star. Shia LaBeouf is here with a sway in the morning. First beat number one, DJ Wonder.
Some faster after this, though, yeah? Listen. Get ready, get set, this is mean. This is wild, this is a childhood dream. I'm that guy though, all pride yo. Do my thing and stack ride though. I'm at White Oak, the gun club, I mean 1-0. That's a dumb club. I don't go there, but I get dumb love. Legend bitch, trash you heard, that's all alleged bitch. Plagiarist, stay making shit. Greatest gifts come from painful shit. Truth is, I'm a true G. Only white kid with big and a coogee tatted to me. And Tupac too. And Missy on my two knees, dude, please stop asking about my tats like some groupies. Whenever the truth's required, I'm hired. I'm the go-to guy for fire. When the truth's not needed, I beat it. I come from La Migra, streets kid, I'm Gyro. Why is he acting up, backing up when the trash is up? When it's trash, I'ma pass the buck. Tell me why though, cause I'm testing me for the best of me. Trying to ensure this legacy, Geico. Talk shit, I pop up, I'm popping these, popping G, popping C, I get you high as poppy seeds.
Good shit, bro.
I didn't even catch that the first time,
trying to ensure this legacy.
Geico.
He did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's
Shia LaBeouf, man. He's made my day, man.
Got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle.
music.
It's new music.
Something new.
Right here.
For Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Nation.
Meek Mill featuring Tory Lanez. Liddy.
Yeah, it's bigger than platinum on the label.
Yeah, yeah. The hook. No, no, hold up. That's bigger than triple platinum on the label.
The hook.
Yeah. Because, you know, you the
shoestring budget shit, man. You know what I mean? It has long legs, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yo, sorry. I'm glad I can introduce you to my cousin, man.
Nice to meet you, my guy.
All right.
Strange choice for this station. Why did this song become a joke? I don't know the origins of, like, why this song became, like, so hilarious. It was, I just always thought, like, hey, this is all right. This is all right. I can listen to this. And then suddenly it became some fucking weird Twitch thing. That right into this fucking Mariah Carey joint. That's perfect fit.
Yeah.
just can't live. hand-picked playlists from influential music bloggers. GorillaVsBear.net has control of SiriusXMU. Member of Atlanta's Dungeon family, and of course, one half of Run the Jewels. That was the great Killer Mike here on Blog Radio. It's Gorilla versus Bear. Thank you guys for being here on this very strange week. Still sort of in a daze, to be honest with you, listening to a lot of Shabazz Palaces the last couple of days, and I highly recommend that. Very cathartic. Ishmael Butler, sort of a hero of mine for many years. And we're going to hear a track right now from them, from one of their first self-released EPs that came out before they signed with Sub Pop. We'll also hear from Gil Scott-Heron and a new LA duo called The Homie in this next block. First up, though, Blasted and Shabazz Palaces on Vlog.
Turn the music up, we bout to dance now. Surfer being a high level surfer, because I can't imagine
Kansas City, the December contract there down as well. March is unchanged. December is holding steady, though, up a quarter of a cent. So I want to correct that at 410 a bushel. And then Minneapolis, the contract there. Minneapolis will be coming here in the next half hour. Live cattle futures here. Looking at the live cattle trade higher through the morning and a dollar advance last time we looked. And we are right at a dollar advance to December live cattle, 104.48. Feeder cattle on the day. Higher, not quite as much. The January up 86 points, 120.58, and our hog futures. Lean hogs, a little bit of pressure there, but now on the plus side, near highs of the day. Once again, December 47.42. That's up 87 points.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.
You bet.
Well, Georgia's dairy industry remains one of the major milk producing areas in the Deep South. Cheryl Hann is retiring as general.
Divots that are designed for pleasure points of your penis?
Curves and ridges to mimic.
Like on the stream and word to the mother,
word to the mother, my brother.
Backspin on Sirius XM.
Turn lights all the way down. What? Come on, yeah, come on, yeah, come on, yeah, 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 y
show, throw bricks. Money, cash, hoes, money, cash, shit. Sex, murder, and mayhem, romance for the street. Only wife of mine, cause a life of crime is sex. Life's a bitch, and many skirts and big checks. How can I not flirt with death, doc? Life's a nigga, long as life is dinner. We gon' send a lot of credit, Christ, give us. Fuck it, ice the rest and raise the price on these niggas. Y'all can't floss on my level. I'll invite you all to get with us if you ball to split up. When I go on the Hall of Players wall, my picture. If you get close enough, you can read the scripture. Read money, cash, hoes. I feel it's that nigga. What? Money, cash, hoes. 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 Money, cash, hoes.
Oh!
Yep. All right.
To get the fuck up in, formulate the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from not having paper. My bitch finna have a bath to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. Cause these some molding ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And it's big in the box, so I'm chicken in the pot. We caught sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I don't be mad. Come and tell the props, CEO, you got the wrong spot. Nigga, Tom Clark, I'll get the liquor and you can get the female. It's spooky shit that we infect and get the street. Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my knife. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen, balls hog in this pocket. Next clock, figure as a rope.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling back. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Bitch had a lot to talk about before. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Renew. Sad all the time. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see y'all?
ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
Backspinterludes.
What's the name again?
Backspinterludes. It's now time for one of those backspinterludes. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, a main ingredient, spinterlude. Your favorite classic hip-hop interlude? Drop us a line. Facebook.com/SiriusXM Backspin.
Is on the prowl, and for those that want to get busy, you got to speak up now. This rhyme, this time, is one of a kind, blowing your mind like only the Candyman can. Like a heavyweight champion, knocking them out, another bout without a doubt. Once again, you can scream and shout when I rock the bills, yell out my name. This is what you've been missing. Listen to my heartbeat while I'm whispering. I know you're suffering. So sweet, a Candyman sweet nothing's hugging and tugging and rubbing, loving it all, having a ball. All y'all girlies next to me, talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll chill.
Candyman, tell them the truth.
We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
At each and every show, there's this groupie. Honest knows what she wants to do to me. She knows my name, knows every rap routine. But how'd she get in my limousine? Don't act a fool, don't drool, I'm just a performer. I was cool, but the room got warmer. Norma cornered me in. Her and a friend.
friend named Lynn. Then they took me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them wait, said my pockets was thin. She blew me a kiss, I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to, but the devil made me do it. Till the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop. We knock boots till 6 o'clock as we lay. All night long and early in the morning, she sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. Boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, I do. Tunnel of love is what I'm entering. When I mention it, you're surrendering. Giving it up like a good girl.
Turn my brain up a wavelength. Now we flowing and sailing. So just go with the feeling. Baby, soak up the vibe. Let's throw some dope up, get high. We gon' blow smoke in the sky till we get open our eyes. Now we on our way to greatness. And all I ever took was patience. I used to feel so devastated.
Come back, nigga. From the first to the 15th, it's more money. We gotta stay, gotta come up. Put my ride.
rocks in the club. Wanna get high, nigga, blaze that bug. Down the road to the bag, got a hot rubber and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my backseat for niggas that trying to rob me. But never no shots and no losses, though I'm been keeping these niggas up off me. See, killing some of them blocks, when they come up here, thugs, smoke a lot of weed on my fur. Up feeling buzz up early in the morning, stressing and yawning. Lightweight bitch, chug a lugger, take a fist to the dome. It's not like I keep with my truth, but it happens. So I'm getting bit hustled long. I'm on the phone, calling the crazy phone. When I know that you owe your check, come. I'm hopping the bus with big. And I'm coming with God, I'm the better the slum. Nigga, teach just put me down. Oh God, how I love when the first come around. Now I'm thinking me black and mild, head across town. Cause nigga, the first get celebrated. Rushing to the block cause I wanna get faded. Looking on wild cause I'm needing me hair braided. We heavy off into this game. Them nickels and dimes, the 20th and 50th, the first be the day for the dope. Man, swinging that cocaine, food. And I'm working late tonight. And all them things be living them good. Cause I got them rocks for them blocks. Them come with the ends. I gotta get paid. My first gotta blaze up my split. Get in line with it, both those poetic hustlers in the graveyard shift on the firm. Wake up, wake up, wake up. This way,
regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice. So I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock. I said, what's up? Some brothers
want
some gas, so I said, I'm
sick. Got these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
All right, I made it to the office. Oh, all right, everybody have a good day. Yeah. Everybody have a good day. I'll see you.